Task 34.
You are going to hear an interview with a couple who think that their house is haunted by a ghost. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the paragraph below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, complete the summary by filling in the gaps 1 to 9 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalise your answers. Start studying the task now.
When David and Rosemary Gower bought a 17th century farmhouse in the wilds of North Wales, they probably did envisage a change in lifestyle. But shortly after moving in, they discovered someone else appeared to be living with them. The first time Rosemary saw a cowled monk in the garden, she didn't think twice. She just thought it was a tourist visiting a nearby field. But when the same monkish figure popped up in the corner of her bedroom, and carvings of crosses and ecclesiastical old Welsh appeared all over the walls, well, Rosemary did begin to wonder. When he heard about all this, Ian Peacock began to wonder too, and shot off to investigate the Gower family and the writing on the wall.
The words have been carved somehow without disturbing the paint.
They can be there one second and gone the next, literally.
So you would have carvings appearing when you've been out?
Yes. In fact, it's better than watching the television, because we can actually sit and watch this fireplace in the course of an evening. Everything changes, doesn't it?
We've taken photographs, and in some cases we've found on the photographs words that we couldn't see on the wall. So that's a little bit hard to explain. Gloria in
excelsis Deo. Rosemary was clearly excited. She says she's had 4 glimpses of the monk they call Brother Adolphus. He's even sat in her bed and fiddled with her friend Delia's handbag. But David's never encountered him directly. He's a scientist with a chemistry degree and an MBA. He's convinced something odd's going on, but not 100% sure what's causing it.
My original thought was that it was a family conspiracy, and that my elder daughter, for example, had discovered a recipe for making something like invisible ink so that it would turn brown at different times, and we would see words appear on the wall.
He would just say, you know, where's your little pot of solution? Where have you kept it?
If I were researching this from outside, I'd still say that fraud was the most likely explanation, that for some reason Rosemary and I were setting this up, perhaps because we wanted to attract some kind of attention, and it's very hard to disprove that. I don't particularly want it to go away because it's an intriguing phenomenon, and in that sense I'm quite enjoying it.
What would happen to this family if one of you came home and found the other one carving things in the wall? Be honest.
There'd be a great roar of laughter on my part.
You wouldn't be cross.
Oh no.
Nor the other way around.
Well, I would be upset because it meant that David had been lying to me, and David never tells lies. So I would be very upset, yes.